Love that you're here. We have an amazing episode. This is a topic that I am passionate about, AI and creativity. But just a quick recap. Last episode, we discussed real world AI applications. In this episode, I am thrilled to go deep, the intersection of AI and creativity. Let's get going. I want to explore the role of AI in creative fields like art, music, and literature. Some people believe it's the end, whereas others believe we're just getting started. And this is the beginning of a new chapter, a fusion of the human mind and the machine. I feel like art is only getting better. It is the fundamental human expression of who we are as people, and AI is simply an extension of us. So fusing and using them together can only create more beauty in the world. Having been using ChatGPT since it came out daily for work, for play, for fun, for art, for music, for writing, I can tell you that it has changed my creative process, and maybe it's changed yours. There is pushback, especially when it comes to music, songwriting. If AI wrote the song, who gets the credit? If AI only wrote part of your song, who gets the credit? Before jumping into music, because music is a huge passion of mine and I love to sing and songwrite, let's talk about art, the visual kind. You've seen AI generated art, AI images being used in advertisements. I was just on social media and there was a performing arts school advertising and they said every dog is now a DJ, and they had this image of a dog DJing. That image was AI generated. I had a laugh looking at this dog DJ. I love to see the examples of AI collaborations with human artists. It's about learning the tool to understand what it can do and then playing creatively to push the limits and bring a unique perspective to it. We are only limited by our imagination. And as artists, there is an infinite number of possibilities. And I can't wait to see what people come up with. Tools like DALL-E, Midjourney, and a host of other image generation tools are really changing the way I would go through an image library and spend a lot of time trying to find the perfect image. But now, through an idea, I can simply type in a prompt and get exactly what I want. And if it needs to be tweaked, I can adjust it. And this iterative process of idea creation, iteration, is a loop that is only going to become more and more common. I think that there's a ton of opportunity for people to create with AI. One of my favorite quotes is from a comedy professor that I had, and I love this quote. Goes like this. Everything has been done, but nobody has done it quite like you. And whenever you're doubting yourself as an artist, remember, everything has been done, but nobody has done it quite like you. You are unique and you can make something special. So believe in yourself and believe in the power of art and creation. We need your art. Keep making it. Let's talk about AI and music. There are tools that can create AI-generated music. The entire composition can be created in a single prompt. Artists don't want to give up the creative control. They want to be in control of the possibilities. I feel like traditionalists will always push back against what's coming and what's changing. But it's important to embrace possibility and explore, play, jam, and figure out what you like and what you don't. AI algorithms are assisting artists in new ways to create and compose music. Let's talk specifically about AI and writing. I love to songwrite, and there's nothing better than sitting down with a pen and paper. Oftentimes, I will write on a page, and I may go to ChatGPT and get synonyms for a verse that needs options, one phrase, one thing that I need to tweak. You can write entire songs quickly. There is no right or wrong. Music is often subjective. It can be a huge aid in your creative process. So don't fear it, embrace it. From stories to poetry, AI as a writing tool is not going away. if you haven't had a chance to massage it and work through that energy with AI, play, have some fun, and see what you come up with. I'd love to read it and hear it. Art is special. You're special. I encourage you to create something magical and share it with the world. Of course, there are ethical considerations in creative AI. They do need to be addressed, and it's hard to say who in the creative space should be making these decisions. Fundamentally, art is expression. And to stifle that expression, I do not think that AI is going to make us less creative, but amplify it. When it comes to augmenting creativity, I love writing songs to make people smile. And I feel like AI can enhance and amplify our creative abilities and allow us to further engage with audiences. I encourage you to create and share your thoughts on AI's role in creativity. What tools do you like to use that have caught your attention? I'd like to encourage you to explore your own creative AI projects and share your findings. And ask for what you want from AI, because what you ask for is usually what you get. Feeling inspired to write and create and pick up my guitar. Thanks so much for listening. This has been episode 6 of the AI Training Podcast. I want to remind you to subscribe, like, leave an awesome review. It all helps. I appreciate you so, so much. In our next episode, our next episode is on the future of AI and what that means for all of us. This has been the AI Training Podcast. My name again is Mark Latimer. I'm the founder of Grateful AI. And you can visit us at openaitraining.com or follow us on Instagram at openaitraining. Why be good when you can be grateful? I love you.